Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Much fun. When we, in fact, we'll just get started now. ATS Fitness is coming very soon. Personal trainer, and I'm gonna let Susan loose. Susan go, she go nutrition, y'all, every chance she get. I'm gonna record all of it. I'm gonna let Susan loose. She, you know how you Thursday, I'm in my natural element. You get to talking about sustaining life through food and nutrition. Oh, you gonna get Susan in her elements, and I'm gonna let her loose too. I sure am. Well. As usual, a bunch of stuff. It's your first time. I don't even know who's here for the first time. Your first time seeing, I'm sorry. Can you, if this is your first time meeting us, this is our daily meeting, private meeting, in which we open up to the public so you can, you all take back, do a lot of stuff. And there is a lot of stuff going on and it's going to continue to be. So you're going to hear me keep saying, we got a lot to talk about today. Well, as long as we keep scaling, we got a lot to talk about today. It just is what it is. What is today? Wednesday. It's real estate day. Yeah. And then esoteric tomorrow. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out why I lost so fine over there. I'm not typically, you know, I don't know. If, I didn't know what day it was. He had his Thursday aura on. He threw me off for a little bit. Yeah. He threw me off for a little bit. There you go. Threw me off. Now, we are busy. And we're going to thank you so much, Grace. This is way better than what it was. I had dandruff over it and Galveston on it. The workout, well, I don't even work out in them. But anyway, it was too much. I couldn't even see through them. First things first, well, I'll save the first things first to a few more of you come in. where's Monica? Oh, there she is, right there. Second thing first, then, is Ashley, make sure you sent me a bunch of messages that were superb and fine, fantastic. The problem is, you're smarter than me. So what I'm gonna need you to do, okay, is hold my hand and say, this is what you're gonna do, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. Because you was way too smart. She saw the problem for me, and it was just, I say, child, look, just tell me what to do. I mean, she had it together, okay? When you put you're very welcome. No.
Thank you for your transparency.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm having a problem with people trying to help me, and they fixing it, and I'm, like, lost. And that was just great coming from my mentor. Thank you.
Because I said so it yesterday, welcome.
And they looked at me like, are you kidding me? Thank you.
You're welcome. No, Ashley overperformed on something that I asked her to do. And then she sent it to me. So it says, you got two things wrong going on. But not wrong for her. Like, two different ways I'm holding her back is what I should say. Okay, does that make more sense? Two different ways I'm holding her back. For one, she sent it in list form, which immediately told my brain, Phil, administrative stuff, I don't want to read it. Immediately. I didn't even... Like, I immediately judged it just the way it came in. Okay, that was the first strike. So I've already killed her hard work just by looking at how it came in. Deanna knows when she sends me that, what do you do? Tell her whatever you do. It's going to happen every time, and she has a way around it. Go ahead, Deanna.
So I send it to him, and then I say, hey, when you have a moment, let me know so I can explain what I sent to you, because he's an audio. He's more audio than visual. And if it looks administrative, don't expect him to do anything with it. Don't.
But I have pictures too.
She did no. Wonderful job.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
No, you did a wonderful job. You didn't do nothing wrong. The problem is you were talking to someone who was designed to hold you back. That's what went on, okay? Just letting you know, you did great. God is pleased with you. It's me that's going to purgatory right now.
To me, I like lists.
Okay, I see, there you go. Yeah, see, she likes lists. No, keep doing it. But and we found this out the hard way, because I'm such a doer and performer. But then every time Deanna would send me something, it'd be a bunch of somethings, big, long thing, list like that. We were like, why you do everything else but this? And this is important. And that doesn't sound like me. I do everything and I do all the important stuff. And we found out my bias immediately kicks in and I get exhausted and I haven't even done nothing. Y'all, see, listen, I'm being transparent. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of y'all think about working out and you go, I'm tired already. You ain't even, it ain't even tomorrow yet and you tired for tomorrow. So as soon as she sent this beautiful stuff, I just went, Lord, I remember child and I don't remember what I said after that, whatever, but I knew me. I was like, girl, look, yes, yes, whatever you said, yes. So take it, it is a super compliment. I held you back. You did fantastic. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't even a test. You did the Lord's work. I was just a little Jezebel. Do you understand? That's all was going on there. It ain't your fault. That's completely on me. First things first. Now, I think from what I see, everything happening here, I couldn't be more pleased with all you new people, the Molly, Abby, Ashley, and tyranny. I couldn't be. You all are. You're hitting it hard. Actually, you've exceeded my expectations, which not only is hard to do, which is very hard because I'm not impressed at all, easily, not at all by anything. Everything is just copacetic for me. But y'all have totally impressed me, even excited me, and I love all the. That's the 7 minute mark. Okay, which one I tell you remind me. To-do list. So there you go. So very welcome. I mean, very good job to Abby, Damali, Ashley, and Tyranny. Can we just unmute our mics and just clap for these ladies? I appreciate you.
Ladies.
Good job, ladies.
You rock.
Good job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't be more pleased. I would just keep saying again, if you want to be successful, let women run your business. I'm just going to keep saying that. It just is what it is. That should be on a t-shirt. You got something to say, Grace? Go ahead.
Well, amen to that. But I was just going to let you know publicly, I thought, and my hair was all over the place yesterday, I thought I sent you the notes from yesterday's meeting, and I did not, and I just sent them to you this morning, and my apologies. I just wanted to...
Since you died in front of everybody, you have grace. That's all right. See, now I need my stuff ASAP. Of course, I was able to, it worked out to where I didn't need those notes to do this meeting because this was some extension stuff from yesterday because we just celebrated. Yeah, she sugar just, you know, just celebrated all of it. Did my invoice to, no, did Michelle's invoice come here? No, not me. Did it come to you? It's an email. Good stuff. Make sure let's pay that right now. All right. She is a woman of value. Let's pay right now. And I also, hold on a minute. I also want to encourage, I have no idea if she's on, but if she is, if she's not, tell her to get here. I also want to encourage all of y'all to Tyrell. Okay. I also want to tell all of y'all to buy from Michelle. She has a, she's on. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, has she heard anything I say? Has he just popped on?
No, she didn't.
Okay. All of you buy from Michelle Black, okay? Let's see. In my case, it's passport renewal. And, of course, when we do some travel stuff, that's what we'll do, right? Yeah, y'all understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what we'll do there. Does everybody hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think she's the only travel-licious person or something like that. So let's make sure that we do that. And don't be asking for no discounts. You buy oils from Vanessa, don't ask for no discounts. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ask for no discounts now. All right, I don't know what Ashley's selling, but don't ask for no discounts. Everybody, am I making sense? Law got some books coming out. Everybody need to buy 3 books a piece. When law books come out, you need to buy 3 a piece. You need to buy 1 because it's a classic.
Out of books.
I'm just saying. 3 of them. 3 of them. You need to buy 1 because it's a classic, and 2 for any other reason I ain't made up yet. We'll make it up now. 1 to give away, and then 1 to read. There you go. There you go. There, you know, there it is. There it is. There it is. And the same thing when Phil and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More group economy. Well, I don't want to say more. You all are doing a fantastic job of group economics. So let's not say more group economics. Let's say a whole lot more group economics. It's not in a you're not doing it. It's working. Keep doing it. All right, somebody got what's up. Michelle, I believe you unmuted your mic.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you very much for that. And I look forward to servicing and helping individuals, you know, with their travel, if it's not till the end of the year. So
tell them a few of your services so they can know what you got going on.
Well, it's the travel services. I have a group called the Kingdoms Group. And under the Kingdoms Group, we offer administrative services. If you have your own business, any business office work, then we also offer tax services. Then we have Kingdom Travels. And I am happy to announce, everyone, I have created a t-shirt purposely for ATS. And it says, I choose not to be broke. So I started my own business. Ask me how. And this gives you the opportunity to introduce to people your business, how they can start the type of business you have, and also gives you the opportunity to introduce to them ATS. So a few things that I'll be posting, but that's just small of it.
All right, hold on, stay there. Michelle just got some good news and we'll come back to what you just said. Deanna, share your screen, please. I see you, Prophet Jeremy. I ain't gonna forget you. All right. Can you scroll on now? There you go. So if y'all can just go ahead and see that that's been paid. Whoop. Yes. No, y'all don't know when.
That's what I need to know.
You need to know how much it costs?
Uh-huh.
All right. $200.
That's it.
$200. And you're going to say, I could have did that for free. You in the wrong place.
Okay.
Let me help y'all real quick. Let me tell you why I did not do that for free. Because billionaires don't renew their passports. I know, don't nobody else got me. I know law do, because law is trying to staff file everything. If law can get somebody to brush his teeth for him, law ain't trying to work no more.
I mean, when I get out the shower, because I don't like to dry myself when I get out the shower.
No, that's right. Arm here, right? I'm serious. Like, you don't, it costs me more money not to use Michelle. Uh-huh. And when your mind start becoming that way, you'll start having that harvest. You understand what I'm saying?
Can I interject? It's called time, because once, if you're doing something that takes away your time, then it keeps you from making more money.
I can't say it better than that. Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to always use Michelle, because I've got no other person. She's my official person. She is. That's the second time I use it. I'd use it to get Chris passport. Who else am I gonna use? I don't want to use nobody else. She know what I want. She know where I'm at. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all go ahead. Follow that. Follow that. I just want to show you I paid first. Got me? All right, I'm looking forward to buying from the rest of you. Amen. That speaking, I gotta get some shirts from Shanae. I know she wanted to do something. The problem, Shanae, is I'm not administrative. You told me what to do. And then just like Ashley, I dropped the ball. That's what I do when it comes to admin stuff. I don't know what to tell y'all. If you give me some admin, it's over. We all lost. Team zero. You understand? Just don't give me nothing admin. Do not give me nothing. Know your gifts. If y'all saw me in administrative roles, I would look like an idiot all day. I would be lazy. I would be unmotivated, undisciplined. Some of y'all working with folk and they are just as driven as me, but you don't have them on the right seat. All right. And you judging them for your leadership era.
My Lord.
come on, Prophet Jerry.
I'm just so proud that you're saying this right now, because y'all hear me every day talking about what I don't, what I'm trying to do, and it's like, but I'm just so glad I'm not behind.
I got you, Michelle. I just saw your message. As soon as Prophet Jerry go, I'll start addressing you. Go ahead, Prophet Jerry. Thank you, Adrian.
Quick question.
Yes,
you dropped some nuggets right there. But Michelle, Michelle Black, I had a passport, lost it by moving. I went to Panama in 2015. So it's still like 10 years. You know, it's not 20, 25 yet. So what would I do as trying to get another passport? And the second question is, I'm getting married in May, and I would like to take her somewhere. Is it safe to go anywhere? Her birthday's, I'm trying to be quiet because she's in the kitchen. Her birthday's in June, so I would like to take her somewhere in June. I know not probably Bermuda or something like that, but I would like to take her somewhere in June. Those are my two questions. And then can you post your email again? I think I put it down somewhere, but I don't know. And I can get with you personally.
Michelle, you got the floor.
Yes, sir. One, thank you. Two, please say you reported your passport loss.
especially in Panama. If not, you will have to do a brand new passport, but we have
I lost it. I'm sorry. Excuse me for a second. I lost it since I came back and since I moved from West Virginia to North Carolina. I can't find it.
Well, we're going to have to report. Year. All right. So the first thing we would have to do is report it. Then you're going to have to apply for a whole new one. You will have to start the process of your applying for a whole new one. However, you have to report the original one because people do can use your passport and use it for identity theft. Because the passport is one of the valid identification forms. And then far as you surprising your fiance, congratulations. However, I would recommend you stay domestically. There's plenty of places within the United States that y'all can have a good time at, because right now, international travel is very troublesome right now. I would not recommend it. If you're adamant in going international, then I would check that country's protocols, because unfortunately, the country's protocols are changing either daily or weekly based on COVID. So that's something that I would have to research versus telling you from the top of my head, because everything is always changing on a consistent basis. But I recommend you stay within the United States. And trust me, I have plenty of places for you and your loved one to go somewhere and have a nice vacation.
Okay, can you post your email again in the chat so I can send you email so we can get prices and look into all that. I'm thinking about Florida. I really was thinking about Florida.
Yes, sir. I will be more than happy to post my information in chat, and then we could definitely schedule a date and time for either this week or next week. And for you, I'll even schedule it for over the weekend so that we could start your planning, because if you're talking about May, you will need to start planning now, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Antonio.
Michelle, no, you're welcome. You're welcome. And Michelle, it sounds like he needs to do his passport stuff now.
He needs to do his passport. I need to get his passport loss reported now. If he's not planning on traveling internationally, he is good. But if anything, the first priority is reporting that his passport was lost. And I hope, Mr. Jerry, you made a copy of it, because I will need your passport number. If not, then I have other ways of getting them your information to let them know that your passport has been lost.
All right. So Michelle is now officially the Michael Tate of travel. She is equally as what Tate does in funding is what she answered questions. I was like, how the hell she know this stuff? I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Let me. I don't know nothing about travel. I travel all the time. The first time I traveled was for the United States Army, and they did all that stuff. All I had to do was make sure that my weapon was not loaded and the bolt wouldn't end the M16. That's all I had to do, Jerome. You know what I'm saying? And they did everything. Even they did all that stuff. Then I get out and I start doing business and I start getting assistance, and they did everything. So I still not even sure if I know how to book my own flight somewhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've never booked my own flight just from start to finish. I don't know nothing. But
you know,
true to group economics. Oh, go ahead.
Fairbanks is really nice this time of year, depending on what you're into. It was 74 below in Delta Junction, Alaska yesterday.
Well, if he's talking about getting married, I hope he's into laying down, you understand, and consummating the marriage. We grown around here. It's all right. You know, it's all right. You know, in your faith, that bed is undefiled, sir. So you all right there, God dog it.
You better talk, son. You better talk.
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like this, Brother Jerry. I also help people plan their weddings. So we do destinational weddings, but a lot of people are doing domestic weddings. And there are plenty of venues that have been created to look like the beach or some type of destination background. So if you are in need of assistance to help plan your wedding, we could talk about that also.
Good stuff. I love it. I love that's group economics, y'all. That's group economics. Use if you travel, use Michelle as you just share that screen again. So we're gonna share that screen again for the people just joining. I just paid her. I just want you to it's gone. That's all right. Just know that I just paid her. Just paid her $200 for passport renewal. So I'm not telling y'all to do group economics and I'm not doing it myself. Should we rise together, we are unstoppable. Yes? Now, Grace, before I get to Law and then Michelle Taylor, I believe was the name of the chat, tell them what you just saw on my list. Because I see Heather. Tell them what's fit to say. Go ahead.
On his meeting list, the things for the daily meeting, the second thing on his list was Heather.
I was sure about to say, I sure was, but that's how good Monica is. So there you go. So good to see you, Heather. We want to keep you in the fold. Well, I got some ideas. I got plenty of, actually, I know exactly what to do with you, but we'll go from there. I know exactly what to do with you. I'm glad you're here so I can just go ahead and erase Heather off my list now for the daily meeting. She's been accomplished. Good job, Monica. Law, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to say thank you to Michelle for all that she does, because planning, traveling, and things of that nature is a very daunting process, and it takes a very powerful individual to do that. And this is, I used to travel internationally every year, and planning that is nothing that I've ever wanted a part of, and I just appreciate what you're doing.
Michelle, you can go ahead and respond to that too then. I'm trying to get you as many customers a day as you possible.
And I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Law, very much. And you are correct. My previous jobs, when I used to set up travel for executives and CEOs and VPs, 50% of my workload was them traveling, going to various conferences around the world. So setting up security, transportation, hotels, entertainment tickets for them to go to events, because they made the travel also a vacation, setting up vacations for their family and doing things for the family to do while the husband is at the conference. Yeah, it's very, very time daunting, but having the time, the patience, and the tough skin to deal with the various personalities. Yeah, I got y'all. So thank you very much for that. It does take a lot of time. It's pretty much a full-time job all by itself.
There you go. Well, you'll be doing all my international travel and stuff. Right, Deanna? We moved it off of you to her. And you don't mind at all. All right. Can y'all see her face? She don't mind at all. I never. Let me tell you now, when I find one person, I can beat you up, cuss you out, and it ain't even personal for me. And when I find one person, Michelle is excellent. And until she die, that's who doing my travel. You understand what I'm saying? I don't even look. She can. I paid for it before. I don't even know if I can renew it, because she said, she told you yesterday it might be too early. It was? Detailed email? I don't know nothing about that email, because I stay out of Deanna's business. She just tell me what to do. Let me tell y'all what I said, because I want this behavior to push downward. The last information I got was it might be too early to renew your license, passport. And by too early, it was something like maybe 9 months to 12 months too early. And my directive, I was supposed to go, Jerry, oh, okay, let's wait. That ain't what I said. I said, pay her her money and tell her don't die.
You said, don't die or don't go to jail, because I need, before you renew my passport. That's
there you go. Exactly what I said. So tell her, don't die, don't go to jail, because I gave you my money. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to do what you got to do. After you renew my passport, then, you know, should you start doing Ponzi schemes and selling the methamphetamine, like, you know, the show? You know the show. Everybody watches Breaking Bad. You know, if you want to become the school teacher, Breaking Bad, do that stuff. You got to do what you got to do. Just renew my passport first. You understand? Just renew my passport first. My point there, y'all, is group economics shouldn't wait. Whoa. Okay. Michelle Taylor needs my help. Can you read it to me? I'm more of an audible learner, y'all, so I like stuff read to me.
Okay. She said, Antonio, could you please help me out? I would like to learn more about getting money to help my business out. And the only thing that has really stopped me is student loans. I paid off one. I have
two more. I don't need nothing else.
Oh, credit score.
Okay. I don't need nothing else. Oh, credit score 17. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. I didn't know that, but I didn't even need to hear that. Y'all stop paying your bills. Just stop. Everybody stop paying bills. I know that's counterproductive to what you understand. That is not how rich people do this, okay? Let me just, okay, record scratch. Stop paying your bills. I'm not telling you to let your credit go this or that, but sometimes I will. I'll give you a few examples. I think it was Chris, maybe. I don't remember who it was. One of y'all was like, man, I just got to pay off my credit so I can renew it. I said, why would you do that? Why are you trying to fix your credit? That makes no sense. So now I got to fix my credit. That's what they told me. Who told you that? What middle-class person told you to pay other people money so you don't have no money to invest? Because that's exactly what happened. Because that's not what if you got a 500 credit score, why are you spending your money trying to fix it? You're going to have a 514. As soon as you pay all them debt, you're going to have a 514. That's the truth. Paying debt don't fix credit 35%. But if you ain't got no revolving accounts, and if your credit is already bad, here's another thing y'all do. Y'all go, but I got to keep paying this bill. Why? They already said you 514 suck. So why is you not proving them right? You might as well just stop paying that bill and start paying in an investment somewhere instead of paying that bill. Let me explain. If you got a $297 bill and you got a 518 credit score, how many of y'all know somebody that is completely overspending their budget every month and they're doing it just not to be embarrassed and save face? Come on. It's more than just two people. Don't fool me now. You know what I'm talking about? I can't lose this. I can't lose the house. Yeah, you can. And downsize. Yes, you can. I don't want to lose the car. It's $643 a month. Why not? Okay. Here's what I would do. $643 a month. I'd take 4 months and go buy a cash car. Yeah, come get this damn thing. You can get this. There's a point I'm making here. Do you want to keep giving your bills all your soldiers so your army dies? Or would you like to have an army of soldiers that recruits more soldiers and gets more soldiers until you never have to worry about money again, and then you're sitting in front of a platform like this telling people don't pay their bills? Now, I can't tell you who writes, Steve. I could just tell you that if I was Michelle Taylor, I wouldn't pay off another student loan. Antonio, what would you do? All right, then. The six-figure club is what I would do because it's a different kind of game. Can I say it the way I want to say it? I shouldn't. But I need to tell y'all the way I want to say it. Y'all need to start playing the white folk game. I said it, and I meant what I said. I meant what I said.
Break it down.
You're taking rules that someone taught you, and you're not playing the real game. The real game, Michelle, is with a 710, you fix a few things. You have $600,000 at your disposal. Now you got 600,000 soldiers. You get the right mentor, and you and Renita's like, yes, yes, I'm already in. Antonio's doing it. I'm learning the classes. Now you got 600,000 soldiers, and then you take 600 and you go to the bank. So 6 times 4 is 24. Okay. You go to the bank and you say, listen, I need a $240,000 loan. Bank says, but sure. What's your credit card? She'd say 710. Oh, okay. Well, come on, sit down. Right? Because I say, I need $240,000 loan. What's your credit score? 300? You know what? Just go on back. Right? No. Come on. Sit down. You know. Yeah. Come on, sit down. They gave her $240,000. Why? Because she got $2.4 million. It was $600,000, not $60,000. $2.4 million. Now she gonna get a $2.4 million loan. How she got that? Off $600,000. Then what she gonna do? She goes and then takes $2.4 million, all that money, and then go put that 25% down on a cash flowing apartment complex. We'll just pretend it's $2.5 million so I could do easy math if you don't mind. That's $10 million, Auntie Grace. That means if Michelle Taylor listens to me, in a year and a half, she'll own a $10 million apartment complex. Grace, calculator, please. Ah, dog it, y'all playing the wrong game. If you can do this in a year and a half, she finna show a calculator. All Michelle wants is 6% return on investment. According to that's it. Won't he do it? 6% return on investment is all she wants. She's got $600,000 in, but she owned a $10 million. Almost shouted right here. She owned a $10 million. We just started real estate class early. She owned a $10 million apartment complex off $600,000. Now, Grace, she going to have a mortgage. That's all right. Customers going to pay that. Why? Because she's buying an already cash flowing apartment complex. And a $10 million one, that's nice. That's nice. Not too nice when people walk out when the recession hit, but it's in a nice area. It's got a gate with a gate key. You understand? Yeah, you got to have a parking permit or they're going to tow your car to there. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they don't even walk. They got the pooper scoopers for the dogs. Hang a dog park. They got a dog park. Sure do. Yes, they got that. Grace, $10 million. I just want 6% of that. So we're talking every year. That's a lot. That's sexy. Can we just, before you do anything, can we just look at this number? That number look like Idris Elba. Look at that number, looking like Idris Elba. Come on, ladies. That number look like Idris Elba. Brad Pitt, look at that number. All right. Now, 6%, Grace.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Michelle, my question to you is, can you live off $600,000 a year? I have that now. Okay, so check this out. She said yes. So everybody listen to me. What I just did playing the white man game, I'm sorry. There's no other way for me to say this, okay? Was I took her initial investment and turned it into yearly cash flow. And while her renters are paying her bills, two things happen at the same time. Her debt goes down, her net worth goes up. Why y'all think Monica here? Michelle, did that help you? I sure hope it helped you. That's what I would do. She said, yes, I'm claiming. I have that now. My mortgage is $2,200. All right, so there you go. You see what I'm saying? So basically, you just turned your initial investment into cash flow. How? Through the vehicle of real estate. How? By borrowing money from the bank. How? By having 25% down. That's an investor percentage down. Michelle, they ain't gonna care nothing about your credit score. When you got, when you walk into a bank with $600,000 and it's legal, ain't nobody ever ask you about your credit score. They're gonna say, everybody shut down. Come serve her. You want some coffee, ma'am? I'm telling you, I got a criminal background. I've been in jail a few times. I don't pronounce all my words and enunciate every time I speak. But don't nobody ask me about all that. They look at the harvest and go, can you be my mentor, sir, please? I go to the bank. Y'all should just, they see it. When I go into my bank, I might as well be a celebrity. For two reasons. It's some money in there. It's number one. Number two, I make sure they see me once a week, Jerome. Old man taught me that. You better make sure that bank can see you once a week. I just walk in there. If I got a dollar, I'll deposit a dollar. What's up, y'all? Sure will. Just old man taught me that. I ain't never forgot it. I make sure they see me once a week. I used to go in there with pizza. Y'all hungry? So I need to. So now they know Grace. They know Deanna. I don't even go in there no more. I make sure, Patricia, I just dropped a whole lot of game out here. What I just taught y'all, you should be in a $40,000 mastermind group just to learn that. Because what I just did was give Michelle generational wealth off her credit. Did she earn that money? Technically, yes, with her credit. Did she trade time for $600,000? No.
This is going to be on the Mexi, correct?
This is part, yes.
I'm just listening to it, and it's like there's a mindset that ends up happening when you grab this, even when you're talking. That's right. A mindset, and it's like even when I'm trying to go back and say these things, the people that I'm speaking to are so caught in whatever that middle class that they're in, they don't even see the vision of how you're setting it up so that we don't have to be in middle class. And I got them telling me no and telling me that this is wrong. So I'm trying to
laugh.
I mean, it's funny though, but no, it's funny because I watch them struggle. I hear them struggle and I hear the things that they say. And I have never had a middle class, you know me, a middle class, up class. And I be looking at people thinking, you really need a ticket through the Mexi because you don't even dig it.
Let's process this information, Adrian. Some of y'all know me 4 years. In 4 years, I had one bad day. Prove me wrong. In 4 years, I had one bad day. It was like 12 Sundays ago. And I flat out told you on the call, I don't feel like being here. I did. Like, real talk. And I don't struggle. So who you want to listen to? Struggling folk? Man, listen, y'all. Some of this stuff, I laugh because we think we need to listen to people because they're close to us. There is a lesson in there for somebody. Some of y'all got your financial advisors as your husbands.
Right.
And that ain't working out for you.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
So many people are stuck in the past, like you said it a couple of weeks ago, of what we've been taught, or what our parents been taught, or what our grandparents been taught, that they can't come into what you're saying now. Is because they're stuck. And because sometimes, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth, religion, it don't matter, you know, Muslim, Christianity, whatever, apostolic, Baptist, you know, Methodist, whatever it is, sometimes religion will get you stuck too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So many people are stuck and they can't get out saying, oh, this can't be true. But for someone like me that just starting out. Oh, before this year's over, baby, I'm traveling. I'm gonna get my book. I just got things coming that I don't even know is coming, but I know it's coming because the energy that I'm bringing to myself is better than the energy I brought to myself back in 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, all the way down. So the energy is better. And those that are spiritual and religious, God is bringing more to me than what I had before because of the mindset, though. It's not just God, but because I want something. And you gotta you guys quit laughing at me. You gotta want something. You know what I'm saying? I'm laying in this bed, but I still gotta want something. I knew this woman 2 years. But still, I'm in the bed, but still she come and sacrifice to move with me and to take care of me and still say, I love you, even though you going through, but it's not going to be like this always. So get out of the stuckness. I dropped the mic.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Unmute your mic. You got to clap for that. Unmute your mic. Come on, brother. Ran around this whole room. That boy said, because I want something. Whoa, watch yourself, sir. I'm not mad at you. Yeah. Let me back up a few little bit. Ashley asked me in private chat, when I said y'all let go of y'all car, let me explain. If your credit is jacked up, if you let go of your car, guess what? What's it going to do to your credit? They're going to tell y'all, this repossessor is going to stay on your credit for 7 years. First of all, that's a lie. Get Michael Tate, it's going to stay on there for 7 days. But I shouldn't be saying that. I shouldn't be saying that right here on this call. That's number one. Number two, they do a whole different credit check for cars. They do a whole different credit check just to write checks. The reason why some of y'all can't get bank accounts is that ain't depending on your FICO score. They got 7 other credit bureaus. You don't know this shit. This stuff, they don't teach you this in the hood. They got a whole company that just monitors if you got bank accounts out there that you shouldn't be having. Wow. This is why they won't let you open up a checking account. So it makes more sense to take that repossession than use that money to get into the ATS six-figure club or something like that. And then say, I sit back. Probably they say, I lend the mic to you. That's it. Michael Tate, get that stuff off my credit. It just costs less money to play the game that conservative brothers and sisters have put into law. I don't know what a better way to tell you.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I do that every day. It's just getting folks to listen. You know, I tell people, man, listen, you are already behind this car.
Kids sell cars, y'all, just so y'all know. Go ahead, man.
Well, I tell them that every day. I mean, just getting our people to understand. If you already, I had a lady call me from Thibodaux, Louisiana. She's got to get rid of this $14,000 balance Lexus that she's driving to buy the house that she wants. The car is worth $8,000. She owes $16,000. I told her, I said, well, you can't mess up your credit. So I'll give you $8,000 for your car. Unfortunately, you have to put the other $8,000 to pay it off so your daughter can get in her house. But people come in who are in worse situations, get rid of the car. My back, I had some of them leave the car there and I just called the back, tell them, y'all come get this car. It don't make sense. I mean, cars, come on guys, you can get a car anytime. get out of that situation, get you a hoopty. And the problem is, Doc, they don't want to drive a hoopty. One guy was in a repossession, wanting to buy another BMW. I told him, I said, where are you trying to get a BMW for? You getting a BMW repo? I said, I do have a Chevy Cruze right here you could drive.
You know he ain't want to hear that.
I'm going to put him in that Ford Explorer.
I love it, Ken, because you touched everything. You touched his I want to get a BMW.
No, that's true, and I'm glad Ken brought that up, because group economics. I always tell y'all this one day. I don't know if you just your first time here. One day, I just decided I'm a billionaire. One day I realized, damn, I'm a millionaire. I'm tripping. One day I just realized I do a lot of stuff I shouldn't be doing. What's the point of being a millionaire if I'm acting the same? I'm trying to help somebody today. And in 2016, I looked at my car, my Ford Explorer. I said, I ain't driving that thing no more. Ain't touched it since. As a matter of fact, on group economics, I said, Ken, look, hold on. And I ain't forget this time, Ken. I got the title with me. I ain't forget this time. I put it in my briefcase. 2 weeks ago, I said, kid, we just sitting around talking. I said, kid, man, go to that. Man, I got this thing parked over here at this address. Go and pick that thing up. I don't even be over there. It's in a place I don't even be at. And go and pick that thing up. Ken said, well, no problem. Picked it up. I told Ken, you do whatever you want to do. I don't care what Ken do with it. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, I'm glad I found out today that you are audible and don't like to read administrative. Because when I text you the last time, I didn't think about that. Well, listen, I told Grace, and I tell Grace every time I talk to her, Miss Deanna, I'm Team ATS. Antonio is the COO, CEO, but to me, when we're outside of talking, he's my little brother. But when he's on the mic, he's the man, and I know how to batten down. But I was sharing with him that we can do some stuff for the ATS group in terms of vehicles. I've been doing cars since 89. I mean, I got that part packed down. So the thing of it is that a lot of people do stuff that they shouldn't be doing. And like you said, why pay off that credit when you can take that money and do something and make you more money? But once I sit down with him tonight, I'm going to show him something that'll blow him away. And it's that this has been going on for a long, long time. We made a lot of guys millionaires, but don't want to take advantage. And I won't use that word for the ATS group, but in terms of doing business outside of ATS, it's just what we do. So I'll share that with you tonight.
That show sounds good to me. I feel fire in my elbows. You just talking. Yes, I like it. Yeah, that's big bro there. I preach. Listen, it don't take me long to hear where money coming from. I don't know about everybody else, but I can hear where money at. I sure can. Don't take me long at all, y'all. Don't take me long. All right, a couple of things. Let's see. Let me stay there, because I'm getting a lot of private messages now. So a lot of y'all struggling out here with these cars. I had no idea that I hit a vein. Let me bless you. Do you want to win, or do you want to look like you're winning? It comes down to that. Later on in the day, I have to have a meeting that I don't feel like having. It will be a one-way conversation once I start. I will, later on today. It will be a one-way conversation. I want to have to tell somebody, I don't know, whatever you perceive in your looking, but I promise you, I can write a $500,000 check right now. I'm not here to make money off you. I'm here to give it to you. Conversation over. I'm dead shit. This is how the conversation going.
It's that simple. But I don't look like I can write a check like that. So do you want to win? Or do you want to look like you're winning? One of these makes some sense. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? You've got to get to the point, and they go, listen, they're going to do their very best to tell you, oh, you know, especially if you're Black, you know, our culture and how we think and all that stuff. They're going to tell you all that. I buy into some of that stuff. I feel you. But at the end of the day, Jerome, I got to be healthy. At the end of the day, I want to do one deal that creates generational wealth, not 100. That's the difference in my thinking and everybody else's that I know. I just gave Michelle Taylor one deal that creates generational wealth. And guess what's going to happen to the apartment complex over time? Not only is the bills going to go down, the appreciation is going to go up. In 10 years, that's going to be a $20 million apartment complex.
Remember the tax savings.
Oh. What great lawmakers we have when it comes to stuff like that. All that tax depreciation is one deal. Man, get one deal that changes your family's life. It takes the same amount of money to pay off her student loans like she just did than it does to go get that $10 million apartment. It's the same energy. It's the same energy They got it set up to where you could take shortcuts. The problem is you got to pay for access to know about these shortcuts. I'm the nut giving it to y'all for free.
Come on,
I'm disrupting the industry. Go ahead, Ashley. I saw you put your hand up. And somebody, whoever unmuted their mic. Okay, we'll let Dawood talk next. Go ahead.
Shit. I was only going to mention the fact that I worked in banking for a very long time, and most of the time when I met the wealthiest people, it was on accident because they didn't appear to be wealthy. Those that drove like the Lamborghini and had the flyest dress, the clothes on, and the big Rolex and all that, and talked a lot of talk and told me about their travel, didn't have as much money as the one who didn't have all that talk. And one thing that one of the good friends. Friend of mine said at a lunch date, and just saying, you know, hey, you know, we know you're one of the wealthiest people we know. Like, why don't you, you know, drive a fancy car or dress fancy? And he simply said it this way. He said that he spent his money where his money make money. Not he don't put his money in things that don't bring value. If you buy a shirt, it doesn't bring you any value unless it's your shirt and it's being sold in your advertising. In addition to everything he had looked like an old car. But his wife's car, of course, she had a dependable car. It wasn't fancy schmancy, but she had a dependable car. In addition to the most wealthiest thing he had that looked like wealth was his home and his house, his real estate. He owned the bridge. He owned, you know, apartment complexes. That's where his value, his money was. And then also his shoes, he wore like at that time, like K-Swiss and like, I mean, the weirdest things, like just not fancy at all. But that was the majority. When it comes to wealthy, that was the majority. And he said the main thing though, is that if he would like to buy a Bentley, he can write a check for a Bentley. If he would like to buy whatever the fancy thing the people are wearing now, he can go buy it, not put it on credit or do this or anything like that. So that's what got me in the buy mode. There's no credit for a long time. Had to get out of that. But that's the main thing, is the desire of knowing he has a check that he can buy it. That peace of mind that if he wants something, he can have it. He don't necessarily need to have it in his possession.
Yeah, facts. Go ahead, Phil.
The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great book. When I read that book, I said to myself, 7 streams? Well, hell, I could do that. And I just kept going. Great book, Ashley, you're absolutely right. Here's the deal. Robert Kiyosaki calls them doodads. I don't get paid for wearing this shirt. You understand? When I bought this shirt, I did not get paid for it. So what did I do? How do you get paid for it, Antonio? I put my $3,000 jacket on top of it, and then I drive myself to Houston. I have this one-way conversation, and then I chill with Ken, and then I make money like that by making other people money. There's a big difference. The shirt serves one purpose, to go under a jacket that says this is tailored. Because people like Phil know the difference. It just is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. You walk in there with a tailor-made suit and some Allen Edmonds. Okay. This is how Phil showed up in BMW 20 years old. And there's a time to do stuff like that. And then there's a time not to. Point is, y'all need to know when to spend money and how to make money when you spend money. Go ahead, Jerry. And then, Jerry, Phil, Daoud.
Warren Buffett drives a 2014 Cadillac XTS, and he just traded from a 2006, like in 2014. He refuses to buy expensive cars. Before that, I think he was driving a Ford LTD or something.
Chevy.
Was it a Chevy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and he wouldn't even shop for it himself. The story is he sent his daughter down to the Cadillac store, didn't tell him who she was buying it for, but he just refuses to spend money on stuff like that.
I feel him. Go ahead, Phil.
Very wealthy people don't even buy their own clothes. They lease them and then give them back, because a lease is figured on depreciation. So wealthy people put money in things that appreciate. Average people put money in things that depreciate. So art,
absolute facts,
investment quality stamps, real estate, businesses, as opposed to cars, clothes, video games, TVs.
No, you're absolutely right. You just need to know when, how, and where to do something. You need to know how to do it perfectly. And what does perfect mean? This just means moving. That's all perfect. Like, if you move forward, that is perfect. There's your perfection. Move forward, get beat in the face, perfection to show up. That's it, y'all. That's it. Your goal should be, what is the shortest way to achieve this result? Start turning your yearly goals into daily goals. It's please catch this. I don't think normal. Catch this stuff. Somebody needs to say it. It's not, listen, y'all don't have money, big amounts of money, because you're ignorant. It's been hidden from you. It's literally have been hidden from you. They told you to buy a house. The Bank of America rents the bank. Wherever you got your country at, whatever country you live in, the bank rents and convinces you to own. Blows my mind how that is sitting right in front of our faces and is hidden from us at the same time. How you gonna tell me to own, but you renting? It is far better for y'all to own 10 cash flowing properties, whatever they may be, single, multifamily, be fantastic, and rent your house and then have all of those rent a small house too, and have all those renters pool enough cash over time, and then you take their money and go buy your dream house. All right, amen. That's what I, you know,
to reconnect. Go ahead, Phil. It started with ideas. So
let me ask you a question, people. Is this one means we have to take
a hotel in Phoenix at a
as you're talking to people, is this meeting worth $59 a month? Just this one meeting worth $59 a month? The information you're getting off of this one meeting is worth $59 a month.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely. Let me say it.
There it is. Y'all, and this is just a daily meeting we run the company. And y'all just said something, so we just went here. Here's the last thing. The last thing I want to tell you is a story. I want you. I married this woman.
You're probably going to make a point too, telling this story, aren't you?
That's it.
It's a parable.
Oh. Go ahead, Dawood. You go first, real quick. Go ahead, and then I'll tell the story. Go ahead. I forgot about you. My bad.
Oh no, no worries. I just wanted to piggyback off of what you've been saying. You know that you're not here to take our money, you're here to make millionaires, because it's easier to work with millionaires. And that was it.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. It's far easier. Far easier. I married this beautiful woman, and she gave me three fantastic kids. They are just super fantastic. We're no longer together. It was a fantastic split. There's no problem. It was a fantastic split. And over the years, what I've done, while everybody was saying, he's a phony, big fat phony, right? All that stuff like that. All I kept doing was fixing my credit, reinvesting my money. Because I had a problem, Ken. And the problem was, how do you leave a woman that gave you three kids and she is the same or had small improvements when you left? To me, that seemed inappropriate. So that's not what I did. I bought a $300,000 house, gave it to her. Somebody not paying attention. Mm-hmm. $100,000 car, gave it to her. Fixed her credit, then had Michael Tate do the $100,000 funding. Not done. Then before she could ask, and before there would be any drama, I said, I'm going to tie in your wealth into my wealth. So when I become a billionaire, so will you. I'm not done. I said, I'm going to pay all your bills, period. Don't have to worry about nothing. Now, you get your new man, I don't know. It might be an alpha like me. You may not like that kind of stuff. So you just let me know. You understand what I'm saying? And then we can go ahead and flip the arrangement. But until then, I'm going to take care of all the bills. I gave her half before she ever had to ask for it. And the whole time I was doing that, people were judging me because I didn't look like a millionaire. Mm-hmm. But the wife did. Mm-hmm. That is a point in there. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't look like it, but my responsibilities did. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, poor people always look at the wrong stuff. It is far more important to plant good seeds and have dirty body and overalls on while you're tilling the field and let people go, look at that stupid little farmer. Y'all saw me with farm clothes on. That's all that was. I was planting seeds. It wasn't time to live like a millionaire. It was time to plant seeds so I can make sure my boys specifically know that this is how you treat a woman. See, I gave up my car, put her in a nice one to make sure they know the woman comes first.
100%.
They start 100%. They start back school. Y'all see them on these classes if you haven't been here in a while. They start back school again. I homeschool them. And they be on these classes just acting polite as possible. The point I'm trying to tell you is, had I tried to look good, she'd be struggling, which would be inappropriate, because you don't marry somebody and let them struggle. But not just that. I would have set a cycle of behavior to let my boys know that it is normal for your mama to struggle. And do your wife like that too. So you got an option as we end. You can look good, or you can actually do good. I'd prefer to have a 700 credit score and some money and do what I feel like doing on that day. Now, when I show up to Ken, I'm going to show up to Ken in a travel vehicle that I don't own, but I pay for every dime. It's a Toyota RAV4. Why on earth would I drive the Maserati all the miles in Houston? Don't make no sense. That makes absolutely no sense. It makes no sense. It costs too much to fix it. Toyota ain't gonna be clean. Inside, not the outside. It's gonna stay just the way it is. But I'm gonna walk out instilling in people money qualities and one conversation changing Michelle Taylor's life and a generation of wealth. My friends, actually be wealthy. Stop getting caught in consumerism and buying jogging suits so you look healthy. Do yourself a favor and buy books. Last words I say. I didn't make them up. I forgot where I heard them from. But if you want to be the star of the basketball team, go to the gym. If you want to own the basketball team, go to the library. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you at the real estate class. And like Phil said, that was $59.99 a month right there.
Thank you, everybody. Right, everybody. It was my birthday yesterday. Right there, really had a great time. Well. Thank you.
Love everybody.
Make sure y'all call Michelle love and anybody want to be there.
Love you more. Love you more.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.